Goeiemôre en baie welkom by hierdie uitgawe van My Mooi Dorp. Die program waar ons dorpe wil help om weer of vir die eerste keer modeldorpe te word, waar dienste gelever word en waar die gemeenskap weer floreerend word. Ek het so 2 weke gelede gesels in die eerste van my reeks van 2 uitgawes oor die watervoorsiening in die Sondagsriviervallei. Om hierdie voorsiening van water in die vallei te gebruik as 'n voorbeeld van hoe watervoorsiening werk en waar daar dinge reg kan loop en waar daar dinge skeef kan loop. Want dit is dikwels nie net een departement of een groep wat betrokke is by die watervoorsiening van 'n dorp nie. Die departement van water en sanitasie het 'n sekere rol te speel, die Struks munisipaliteit het 'n sekere rol te speel en die plaaslike munisipaliteit het ook 'n rol te speel. In die geval van die Sondagsriviervallei is dit die Laer Sondagsriviervallei Watergebruikersvereniging wat as agent optree en wat die watervoorsiening van die hele vallei beheer en ook rou water aan die dorp lewer. En ons gaan dan ook kyk, hoe kom dit dan soms gebeur, dat in 'n dorp waar daar elke dag water beskikbaar is, daar tog dae verby gaan, wat die dorp nie water het nie. Gereeld oor 'n naweek is die dorp sonder water. Hoe gebeur dit as die watergebruikersvereniging op 'n gereelde basis en klokslag voldoende water aan 'n dorp lewer? Ek sit nou die gesprek voort van 2 weke terug, oor die watervoorsiening in die Sondagsriviervallei. Ek gesels vandag met Mike Primmer, hy is die hoofuitvoerende beampte van die Laer Sondagsrivier Watergebruikersvereniging en ook met Aldrey Nel, hy is die operasionele bestuurder. En anders as in baie ander munisipaliteite in ander gebiede van die land, werk die watersake in die Sondagsriviervallei nogal besonder goed. Ek het hoogtepunte uit die eerste gesprek saamgevoeg en dan sit ek die gesprek voort.
Most of our water does not come directly from the catchment area of the Darlington Dam. That's a naturally dry area. Most of our water comes from the Gariep system. A lot of that water comes down the Orange River. A lot of it is derived from the Lesotho Highlands water scheme. It flows into the system at Gariep and from there all the way through to us via a system of tunnels and canals and natural river watercourses into the Darlington Dam. From Darlington Dam, we do controlled releases basically down the Sundays River, and we abstract the water that we need from that particular system into our agricultural areas, and we also supply, at this point in time, about 2/3 of Nelson Mandela Bay's water that they require.
Ja, soos Mike genoem het, die water kom van die Gariepdam af, gaan hy in die Oofus tonnel in. Dis 'n verskriklike groot tonnel, jy kan met 'n voertuig in die tonnel ry. Ek dink hy is 7 meter in diameter. Gaan hy deur 'n bergreeks, dan gooi hy uit in die Theebespruit rivier. Van daar af loop die water in die natuurlike rivier af tot in die Grassreach dam. Van daar af word die water losgelaat in die Groot Visrivier wat dan verby Kraddock hardloop, in die Elandsdrift weer in, net voor Koekhuis, waar die water onderverdeel word tussen waar dit na ons toe gaan en waar dit in die Groot Vis skema ingaan. Hy hardloop dan in 'n tweede tonnel, dis die Koekhuis tonnel, gaat hy deur die Demiskraal weer, waar hy weer onderverdeel word tussen die Kleinvisrivier en die Skoenmakersrivier, wat hy dan afgaan van die rivier af in 'n kanaal in en so hardloop hy tot in Darlington Dam, waar ons dan nou die dam beheer. Van Darlington Dam af, ons kry weeklikse versoeke oor hoeveel water ons in ons skema moet inlaat, dan werk ons presies uit wanneer en vir hoe lank en hoe groot ons die Darlington Dam moet oopmaak. Water hardloop dan van die Darlington Dam af in die Sondagsrivier tot hier buite Kirkwood, waar ons dit in die Korronsdrift weer opvang. Van daar af is daar groot sluise wat dan nou in ons betonkanaal infrastruktuur werk, die water laat inlaat en van daar af is ons dan nou in beheer van al die sluise om al die water van Kirkwood af reg deur tot in Addo, oral waar dit moet wees, te bring.
We supply Kirkwood, Kirkwood Town, most of the townships that are attached to Kirkwood. We also supply Eonon and Beersheba, as well as Paterson and Addo. And then, as we said before, there's a lot of our water, basically 30% of our water goes across to feed the Nelson Mandela Bay Metro scheme as well. This water is vital for Port Elizabeth. It's vital for agriculture in this region. It's vital for all the industries in Port Elizabeth. Without the water that we supply, Port Elizabeth would be in a very, very, very dire strait. We would not have the industry we have there. We would not have the agriculture we have here. I think very, very many people's lives would be very negatively affected if we had no water down the scheme. Our water use efficiency at this point in time from our scheme is around about between 7% and 9% maximum. For an open channel system, that's exceptional. The international standards are sitting at about 15%. I speak under correction. The water reticulation system in Port Elizabeth at this point in time is sitting in the region of about between 28 and 29% losses in a closed system. It just gives you an illustration of what a little bit more intensive maintenance and keeping your eyes on what needs to happen, when it needs to happen, and having a very, very close relationship with the managers on your particular scheme and particular area of responsibility can do for you. There's a section of canal that falls under the direct control of Department of Water and Sanitation. They are responsible for the infrastructure. They are responsible for refurbishment and betterments on that particular part of the infrastructure. That main part of the infrastructure that they'd look after is about 46 kilometers long, or they're supposed to look after that part of the scheme. We are basically there to look after the maintenance of that particular canal. Now, from that particular canal, we have got a whole lot of subsidiary feeder canals that come off, which actually belong to the Water User Association. In total, we've got about 370 kilometers of canals that we maintain, we operate, we measure, we look after. Yes, most of that is our lined canals. We have about less than 5 kilometers of the old earthen type canals, which we are working on at the moment to replace as well. But yes, the main canal actually and the dams belong to the Department of Water and Sanitation. They are responsible for refurbishment. They are responsible for replacement of failed infrastructure and issues like that.
Marie, ons het die maande van Mei, Junie en Julie het ons geleentheid om op 'n maandag en 'n dinsdag die kanale droog te hê. Ons het 'n abnormale geval hierdie jaar oor Port Elizabeth so in 'n waterkrisis het hulle gevra dat ons asseblief op die hoofkanaal slegs elke tweede week moet droog lê. Maar wat dan nou behels as die kanale droog is, kan ons na 'n jaar in die kanaal afstap en kyk hoe lyk die panele, die fisiese panele, hoe lyk die joints, die laste tussen die panele en oor die algemeen is dit die plekke waar die waterverliese, waar die water lek is. Op as gekraakte panele wat jy net sien as die kanaal leeg is. Ek meen meeste van die kanale loop propvol vir die hele jaar. En dan op die laste self. En wanneer ons dan nou so op 'n maandag of 'n dinsdag kan, stap ons af. Gewoonlik die eerste 2 weke, dan maak ons net skoon modder. Daar's baie silt in die water. So, en omdat die kanale so plat is, al hy sediment sak af, so vir die eerste 2 weke skep ons net modder en dan inspekteer ons en dan, soos ek sê, meerderheid van die werke is panele wat vervang moet word, wat gekraak het, of aan nou laste wat weer geseel moet word waar die water ontsnap.
The canals are fairly old. They've got a design life of about 30 years, as far as I can make out. They're now sitting at about 35 years since they were last constructed. Basically, at the end of their design life, they should be replaced relatively soon. I would recommend they be replaced relatively soon. But at this juncture, there doesn't seem to be any movement in that direction. I know there are plans to build another dam right next door to the existing dam of Skeppers Vlakte. Those plans are in place. However, the actual canal system that feeds that particular dam or will be expected to feed that particular dam by that stage will be probably close to about 40 years old, which is way past its design life. And yes, there can be no guarantees that that particular supplier will continue at the rate that we are currently able to supply.
Ja, ons het nou intensief oplossings gesoek, want ons het juist ons eie kanaal wat teen 'n krans loop wat ons oor besorg is, wat ons nou planne in plek probeer sit. Daar is moderne oplossings, wat 'n mens in Engels nou, jy reline die kanaal. Daar is die konvensionele, jy bou die kanaal oor, maar tyd is hierso nie in ons kant nie. Ons moet die 5 werksdae wat ons het, al 5 dae is al water in die kanale. So ons het, sê maar, tussen 5 en 10 dae om 'n paar 100 meter se kanaal te bedek met hierdie produk en daarom het ons vir hierdie so 'n rubber vinyl, so dun, ek dink is 'n 2 mm dik rubber mat as jy nou wil, wat ons die kanaal mee gaan uitline.
Ek verstaan dat 'n paar jaar gelede, en ek dink het was in 2017, het daar eindelijk een deel van die kanaal hier nabij Dambroudie, en ek, as ek vir die luisteraar kan sê, dit is nou tussen Kirkwood en Sandland, het een deel van die kanaal letterlik meegegee. Nou, intussen tyd is daar walle gestoot, en dit is gelaaien, so dat daar darm water kan deurvloei. Maar ek verstaan dat die hoeveelheid water en die drukkrag van die water wat daar deurvloei verminder moes word, anders kan daai gelapte deel dalk weer breek. Sedert 2017, is dit die water en sanitasiese verpligting om het reg te maak en is dit al reg gemaak?
Murray, unfortunately, I can say it is at this point in time still not repaired. But there is a little bit of light at the end of this tunnel because, yes, the Department of Water and Sanitation construction arm is basically, I think, about 2 months away from being ready to tie in that particular canal. We should be able to supply about 13 cubic of water down there. But at this point in time, we are limited to about 8.5 cubic down that particular canal. The reason we limited to about 8.5 cubic through that particular break is, as you said, it might fail again. We don't know because that repair that was made on a temporary basis. It was not designed to be a permanent solution. It was never intended that it sit there for 5 years. On my particular personal opinion, I think that canal could have been repaired a long, long time ago. It should not have taken more than 6 months to a year to repair. But now, unfortunately, we're sitting at nearly 4 years. To my mind, we're actually living on borrowed time. If that canal is not repaired in the very, very near future or connected in the very near future, we are actually making a possible scenario that's terrible to contemplate because the water supply to Port Elizabeth and all of these little towns around us will be drastically affected. Never mind the billions of rands of exports that go through the agricultural sector of the Sundays River Valley as well.
En nou vir die skoknies. Want buiten dat het 4.5 jaar later is en die departement van waterwees en sanitasie nog steeds nie hierdie projek voltooi het nie. En dat die water teen 'n lae volume daardeur moes vloei. En dit 'n groot impak op baie dele van die watervoorsieningsketting het. Het die koste om hierdie projek te voltooi die afgelope 4.5 jaar min of meer vertiendubbel? Oorspronklik is geraam dat om die kanaal te herstel so wat tussen 10 en 25 miljoen rand sou kos. Die beraamde koste vir die herstel van die kanaal beloop na raming reeds meer as 200 miljoen rand. Buiten dat dit 'n vertraging was van 4.5 jaar, deur die departement van waterwees en sanitasie, het dit ook geweldige koste implikasies vir die belastingbetaler. Wat is die kwaliteit wat uit die Gariepdam uitkom en word dit swakker hoe verder dit in die streek afgaan en as daar besoedeling is, waar lê die probleemareas?
Die data behoort beskikbaar te wees vir die publiek, die kwaliteit van die water wat uit die Gariepdam uitkom. Maar dit behoort baie goeie kwaliteit water te wees. Ek meen, dit is massas water waarvan ons praat. So as daar enige ongediertes is, die konsentrasie behoort so laag te wees. Ons meet by Korransdrift weer waar ons die water in ons kanaalsisteem intrek. Ons meet min of meer in die middel waar Skeppersvlakte Dam is en dan meet ons onder by Baakliebrug. Wat ek al gesien het, is dat die kwaliteit verskriklik vinnig afneem soos wat hy stroom af in die sisteem gaan. Een parameter waarna ons kyk is die E. coli getal. Ek het al gehad waar party maande dan is die E. coli of verskriklik min of nul by Korransdrift weer waar dit nou uit die rivier uitkom en dan as dit al by Skeppersvlakte Dam is, dan sands het sekere standaarde. Dit moet onder die sands se standaard wees, dan is dit veilig. Dit is nie veilig as dit hier so by Skeppersvlakte Dam kom nie. Nou, ek dink daar's so baie menslike aktiwiteit om ons kanale. Ek meen die kanaal hardloop deur Kirkwood deur die dorp. Elke tweede ou het toegang tot die kanaal. As dit droog is, jy kry banke, jy kry karbande, jy kry klein voertuie, jy kry allerlei goed in die kanaal. So ek dink dit is een rede hoekom die kwaliteit afneem. En dan moet ek ook sê wat ek nou nog nie kan verklaar hoekom nie, maar ons het ook al gekry dat by Korransdrift self waar die water uit die rivier uitkom, is die E. coli getal ook baie hoog. En ek weet nie van baie menslike aktiwiteit tussen Darlington Dam en Korransdrift weer nie. So dan kan ek nie verklaar hoekom is die water se kwaliteit dan klaar so sleg nie.
Jy het nou genoem van die kanaal wat deur die dorp loop en daar het ook al kinders in die kanaal geval. Maar ek het ook al gesien daar's 'n baie netjiese heining wat opgesit is, maar as ek 'n week later daar kom en sien heining weg, dan kan jy duidelik die heining daar om een van die plakkers het te sien of in een van die huise van die boedorp, wil ek amper sê. Is dit 'n groot probleem wat julle eintlik die kanaal wil veilig hou sodat mense en kinders en diere nie daarin val nie, maar dat die gemeenskap waardeur dit vloei dan eintlik self die heinings steel en afbreek. Is dit 'n probleem?
Yes, Mari, we do have a continuous problem with that. We've replaced the entire length of the fences against the canals on numerous occasions, and it doesn't come at a cheap rate. It's enormously expensive. The cooperation from the local communities has in the past been very poor. The fences do not last very long, but they probably got a lifespan of 6 months at maximum before they are all vandalized or carted away or used for other purposes. We have spoken to Department of Water and Sanitation on numerous occasions in regard to this. They are at this point in time looking at alternative means. As far as I'm aware, they're looking at alternative means to maybe secure the canal, specifically in the areas where we do have higher population and higher incidence of people falling into the canals and drowning incidents. We are of the view that none of these incidents should happen at any particular point in time. We are very hamstrung in what we're able to do, because we are not a law enforcement agency, we are only so big. We've applied to the police on numerous occasions, our local police force on numerous occasions, that they enforce the local bylaws in terms of the canals, stopping people grazing their cattle or the kids playing next to the canals and things like that. But we've had very, very little cooperation and success at this point in time. But in terms of community cooperation with the safety around the canals, we have to say it's a continuous battle, and we will continue to fight that battle. We cannot, even one person falling in there, drowning and losing their lives is far too many to even countenance. So we will carry on doing what we can, bearing in mind we do not have an open-ended checkbook. We have to do what we can, but that is one of the most important aspects that we look at this particular point in time.
Julle verskaf, hoewel julle nie verantwoordelik is vir die presiese waterbestuur binne in Kirkwood of in die woongebiede rondom Kirkwood nie, verskaf julle 'n sekere hoeveelheid water aan die dorp. Kan julle dalk 'n verklaring gee van julle kant af, hoekom daar elke nou en dan nie genoeg water in die dorp is nie? Is dit waterpype wat bars? Is dit dat die munisipaliteit nie betyds genoeg water in die reservoir sit sodat daar oor 'n naweek water is? Waar dink julle lê die probleem?
Maar it's a very, very hard question to answer, but from my opinion, I don't really have expertise in water reticulation to the end user in the towns and that. But from what we can see is that the retention ponds that we let the water into, we control the release to these ponds. The dams are simply not big enough. There are relatively simple solutions to that. We can increase the size of the dams. We can increase the height of the dams. By increasing the height of those particular dams by a minimum of 500 millimeters would probably increase the capacity for the town by virtually double it. So there's some very simple solutions to it. They need not cost the earth, but we actually need someone of the local authorities to make the particular decision and to get this system working properly. Because at this point in time, we can supply as much water as what Kirkwood needs at any particular point in time. The problem is that those dams that where we store the raw water are simply not big enough, and it needs to be taken up at a local level and at a council level, basically, as to how they can rectify that.
Sal julle bereid wees om te help in 'n raadgewende hoedanigheid om die plaaslike munisipaliteit by te staan om oplossings te vind?
Yes, Mari, by all means. We're more than willing. Our doors are always open. If anybody needs advice, our opinion or whatever in terms of that, we've got some very educated, very experienced people who work with us, who have been in the water game for very, very, very many years, who've studied intensively. And yes, we do have the expertise to help. All it requires is that whoever needs our help, just knock on the door, send us an SMS, send us a phone call, and we will definitely help as far as what we possibly can.
Ek is seker, ek gaan in een van my volgende gesprekke vertel van die samewerking wat gaan plaasvind. Ek is mos baie positief. As ek dan soort van opsommend kan sê, is die persepsie dat hierdie watergebruikersvereniging eintlik net daar is vir net vir landbou, net vir wit boere en net vir sekere dele van die vallei is totaal onwaar. Dit is eintlik die watervoorsieningsowerheid van die hele vallei, van alle gemeenskappe en van alle sitruskwekers. Maak nie saak of het iemand is wat lang al op 'n plaas is en of het iemand is wat pas begin boer het nie. Is dit korrek?
Mara, that's 100% correct. We have been trying to break the perceived bias that the water use associations have towards commercial farmers and white farmers in particular. Our doors are open for advice, to give help, to give assistance to anybody who needs it. We live in a country where we all need to be represented equally. Part of my mandate is to see to the fair and equitable distribution of water to all parties who have the right to use water. And that is our bottom line. That is one of the mantras that we push all the time. We will treat everybody the same. Everybody is equal in our eyes. If you have the right to use water, we will make sure that we do our level best to make sure that you get that water. And if you are unable to get it in the straight time, we will do our level best to assist you to get that water. So our doors are always open, our windows as well. So whoever wants to come and knock on our door, please, please do. I encourage anybody out there who's a water user, who's a potential water user, who might be looking at agriculture, who might be looking at expanding in any way, to please come and knock on our door. Come and have a chat with us. Come have a cup of coffee. If we're not able to assist you immediately, we have got a database of anybody and everybody who is more than capable of pushing us in the right particular direction or helping you get the assistance that you need. We are responsible for the supply of raw water. But then again, as I said before, we are more than happy to assist anybody. If they are unable to get hold of anybody who is actually responsible for that particular area, then please get hold of us. Let us see what we can do for you. Let us see where we can assist, or we will try our level best to, if not solve your problem, to at least put you in contact with somebody who can solve your problem for you.
Ek het verneem julle kry al oproepe van Jansenville af wat rioolprobleme het wat julle kontak vir hulp. Vertel net vir ons so 'n bietjie meer daarvan, want dis eintlik heeltemal buitekant julle area.
Ja, ek hou daarvan om te dink dis omdat ons proaktief 'n oplossing vir probleme probeer kry dat ons met sulke versoeke gekontak word. Ons het nou al 2 of 3 keer was ons CEO gebel om te rapporteer dat die rioolpompstasie in Jansenville oorloop. Dis nou, het sy daar ook nie instandhouding gedoen word nie, of wanneer daar beerdkrag is, dan loop die dorpse riool in die Sondagsrivier af, en ek dink, dis ook dalk hoekom die ouens ons bel, hulle is dalk besorg oor hulle weer die water kom Darlington Dam toe, hulle wil maar net vir ons sê, luister, asseblief, help ons. Hierdie is onaanvaarbaar, en dan, alhoewel ons direk nie die probleem vir hulle kan oplos nie, maak ons die nodige oproepe, ons stuur na die mense wat ons weet wat dalk proaktief iets kan doen aan die situasie, kry ons in kontak en ja, ek is trots om te sê dat daai probleem al opgelos is.
Baie dankie. Wil jy dalk 'n slotboodskap gee?
Murray, I think the whole problem of water has been really neglected in the past 10 or 15 years. We've all seen this problem coming. Everybody's been aware of it. We cannot live without water. We cannot do anything without water. I think it is time that everybody stopped, see what the reality of the situation on the ground is in terms of water supply, in terms of water need. The relevant departments need to take note of this. The politicians need to take note of it and plan ahead, because at this point in time, the planning seems to be neglected. We've got a long way to go, but it can be sorted out. It can, if we all work together, it will be sorted out. There's a lot of little issues that all it takes is really a phone call. There's no need to have meeting upon meeting upon meeting. And a lot of the little issues we can be sorted out in a very short amount of time just by the application of common sense and the willingness to work together. In the past, everybody has worked on the mentality that everybody's got their own little silo and everyone has a silo to look after and that's their responsibility. When that is not the case, we all need to work together to sort this out, and there are clear indications at this point in time that working together is definitely the way to go, and it is sorting out a lot of the little issues that we are finding. If we can use those same principles and apply them to the bigger issues, we are definitely looking at light at the end of this tunnel. It's not all doom and gloom.
Gaan kyk gerus op www.rsg.co.za. Ek het daar interessante inligting gelaai oor hoe die waterskema en die watervoorsiening van die Sondagsriviervallei werk en ook kontakbesonderhede geplaas van mense wat julle kan kontak as julle probleme met water in julle dorp het, om julle dan met raad en daad by te staan hoe dit opgelos kan word. Skakel gerus volgende week weer in op My Mooi Dorp vir nog raad en bystand en laat hoor gerus van julle, het sy dit 'n probleem op julle dorp is of het sy dit 'n interessante projek is wat jou dorp aangepak het. Ek hoor graag van julle. Tot volgende week dan. Groete van my, Marie Hudson.